Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're at the Iowa State Fairgrounds and came across this very interesting person. A lot of you will recognize his name, Keith Kirkpatrick. Good morning to you, Keith.
Good morning. Are you behaving today?
I don't know yet. It's still early in the day. We'll see what trouble we get into going on the day. And we're at the Elwell Family Food Center. So, Keith, what's your job here?
Well, I'm a flunky. Okay. I'm a volunteer. This is probably my eighth or ninth year by memory. At 89 years of age, my memory's not so great. But the first year or so, I worked for cash, and it wasn't a big pay, but it was a little. It'd be more fun to do this. So I kind of set my own hours and yak around. And I'm a people person, as you are, and they're here, lots of them.
And there are many jobs to do, and I'm guessing you kind of fill in. If they need somebody, they say, find Keith, he can take care of that.
Well, I get to do an MC job this afternoon, some about kids and ice cream, and I don't know all the details. But it's fun. I'm like you, I say a people person, and there's lots of people here. There's a lot of movement in the food building, and it's just fun.
Yes. The largest food exhibit of any state fair in the United States.
And, you know, I tell the boss, I think it could be the largest in the world. I wouldn't surprise me at all, but I don't know how you'd ever prove it.
Yeah, that's true. Thousands and thousands of exhibits filling hundreds of classes, and it just kind of keeps on going on. Now, Keith, you mentioned you were doing an interview this afternoon, kind of taking care of your job here, but you have an ongoing job still with WHO.
Yes, I'm the primary host of Sportsman's Notebook on Sundays. It was started back in the 1970s, and we had a guy named Bob Wilbanks who started it. It was on a Wednesday night, and then all of a sudden management decided, no, not Wednesday night. We want to have sports go clear across the board. So they put me on Sunday morning, 9 to 10. No, somebody bought the time, so now it's 12 to 1, and we run spot announcements.
And so what do you do on your show? I'm sorry, I have to say I don't listen to that at noon about sports.
Well, it's outdoor recreation, very broad. Main topics are hunting and fishing. We talk about travel.
Well, maybe I should listen then. This is beyond what I was thinking it was.
Well, no, we just almost anything in the great outdoors. I have host some trips through the station. And in September, I have a fishing trip up to Lake of the Woods. It sold out, bingo, very, very quickly. And then a tour of the canyon lands in the southwest of, part of the United States sold out real quickly. Tells me the economy is better.
That's true. People are getting those tickets. But I would also say it's partly because Keith Kirkpatrick is doing part of this and that you're a draw. Because you're a people person, as you said, and you also have lots of stories to tell. I want to look back. When did you start at WHO?
1951. You want a little history? Okay, I grew up in northwest Iowa, little town of Washtenaw, 300 people and fading away, coldest spot in Iowa, January 12, 1912, 47 below zero. Elkader equaled that about 15 years ago. Anyway, from there, 1937, we left the farm, depression, bad weather, horrible winters, and my dad became an Iowa highway patrolman. $100 a month, we're rich! And we were, because nobody had any money. So that went fine, moved to Denison, and enjoyed my junior high. I do a fair amount of singing in church choirs and little quartet and so on, even the University of Iowa course. I snuck into that once. Anyway, I started out as a soprano with the girls in Denison. Oh, I was so embarrassed.
You were embarrassed, but then you grew up a little bit and your voice changed.
Yep, it did. Then we moved to Sheldon. So I went to Sheldon High School. My parents divorced. My mother and two brothers and I went to California. I bummed around there, worked in a packing plant, worked on a prune ranch, worked on a dairy farm, was in a moving picture. It was called The Sullivan Brothers. It was the first name. They renamed it the Fighting Sullivans. It was filmed in Santa Rosa, California. I just happened to be hanging around there. And the salary was $5 a day and a free lunch.
And that was great work. You know, you probably had a good time. Got a meal, got some money. Wow, what more could you ask?
Yeah, and two rules. Never look at the camera, and Don't talk to the stars. That's all.
Okay.
Anyway, that was fun. So anyway, to keep going, I came back to Iowa. My friends were all going in service. I was not. I was underweight, immature, didn't go. Finally, I wound up in Atkinson, Nebraska. My mother remarried, and my stepfather's parents had a farm, and I worked there 3 months. Bingo! Away we go to the Army! And so I wound up in the Philippine Islands in the last couple of months of the war, scared to death, fired on by machine guns twice. One was ours. Don't like that. Anyway, and came back, went to Sheldon Junior College, year and a half, down to Iowa, University of Iowa, and stumbled into radio journalism, then came back and stumbled into the job I had for 40 years. I've been retired since 1990.
And you loved every minute of it. And, you know, I'm thinking, Keith, that all of those experience you had, life experiences before you came to radio, gave you a nice background to work with people.
When you have nothing and you get a little something, you really appreciate it. I'll tell you how bad it was back in the 30s. I remember one day saddling old Dan, rode a mile and a half into Washtenaw, trade a 3-cent postage stamp for a cake of yeast so mother could make a loaf of bread.
And you were happy that you had the stamp to trade, I'm sure. Now, in your years at WHO, some favorite memories, some favorite people?
Oh, my goodness.
I know there's many of them.
A lot of people. One thing, I was out to the Garths at Coon Rapids when Khrushchev was there. And of course, Herb Planbeck was my boss, and he was in there doing the thing with the tape recorder. Kind of like somebody from KJN, you know, kind of like that. Anyway, I was standing out, and I had a Polaroid camera because we had a little TV farm show and get instant pictures. So this Russian standing off by himself, and I went over, took his picture, and handed it to him. And he waved to somebody, came over, a translator, and he said, "We have that in Russia, too."
Oh, nothing new to them. They weren't surprised. Yeah. Very interesting.
And I don't know whether it's true or not, but it was a very interesting little deal. Yeah.
Couldn't let have a one-upmanship there. Yeah. What about some just experiences again at WHO that you just say, oh, that was so great in my life?
Well, way back when we were big in promoting soil conservation, farm safety, rural fire prevention, stuff like that. And you don't hear much about that anymore. And I kind of think we're maybe in too much competition in the world. But those things are very important. And, of course, there are many fewer farmers now, monstrous farms compared to the old days. Things have just changed. But the people haven't. And that's why I like to come here to the fair, because hundreds of people run through this place. And everyone, "Hey, Keith, you old idiot, how are you?"
And it's great to have those kinds of friends to stop by and visit with you. What about here? You said, you know, you do lots of things. You talk to people. Anything new you've learned as you've helped here at the Elwell Family Food Center?
Well, I'd say you got to be prepared for anything. As a volunteer, I help check in judges sometimes. This morning I put new batteries in PA system here. And people always ask, "Where's this? Where's that?" And I try to remember. Let's see, what else? What else?
Well, I understand from Janine Knott, Miss Nini, who we came together here to the fair, that you have some new refrigerated cases here that have made it much nicer for people to come and see exhibits.
Yes, we used to be up in the Women's and Children's Building. The aisles are about 6 inches wide, it seemed. And here we got all this big space. And a couple of years ago, they started these glass-sided refrigerators, so you put stuff in and keep it for a long time for people to see. And the Elwell family popped for a bunch of these that you see here now, and we needed more. Bingo! Thanks to the Elwells, here they are. And just things like that really make it worthwhile.
And it makes it more fun for people to come and visit. And if you have not been to the Elwell Family Food Center, you really need to stop by and see what's going on. And maybe you'll run into Keith Kirkpatrick.
Well, Keith is going to sneak out of here. He has one granddaughter who's in downtown Chicago, and she's starting one of these food truck businesses.
Oh, yes.
And I haven't seen her for 3 or 4 months. I've never seen the truck. and I have a very minor investment in it, so I want to go see it.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm even making the TV, so that's kind of the end thing. We want to thank you so much, Keith Kirkpatrick, for visiting with us today. And until next time, just think about who you might see at the Iowa State Fair.